One. Two. Three. Four. Five.
Whew. Yo, my bad, y'all. My bad. Y'all, I've been doing these exercises that have really been working on my core strength. My posture, my balance, my stability have all shown improvements. All that hard work that I've been putting in is really starting to show its value. And I know. Get to the point. Is this a fitness episode? You're talking about exercising your core. All the hard work you're putting in is starting to show its value. What are we talking about? Nah, this ain't a fitness episode. It's just me using different literary devices, scheming, wordplay, all to convey a valuable message that affects me to my core. I know, there I go again. Sometimes I get a little carried away with the imagery. I know that, but that's just who I am. And I guess that's why this episode is called Core Values. But speaking of getting carried away, we're about a minute and some change into this episode, and I haven't even done my intro yet. Man, cue the music. Goody, I'm your host Jay Smooth, and welcome to The Life Unexamined Is Not Worth Living. And we are on episode 4, Core Values. Now before I get started, you all can find me on Spotify and Apple, and there you all can subscribe to my podcast. Follow me on IG at the_life_unexamined_podcast. And there I'll be sharing some video content of me discussing various topics that I talk about on my episodes during the week. And I'll also be sharing my words of the day to keep y'all actively thinking. And please visit my website, examineourlives.com, where you can find information about my podcast, information about myself. You can find information about guests that I have on my episodes. I have some blogs that I'm putting together as well. And if you want to reach out to me, you can hit me up on my website. Any suggestions, feedback, any questions that you may have, please don't hesitate to ask. And if it makes it easier for y'all, you could also leave me a voice message on my website. And who knows, I may end up playing a message on one of my episodes. With your consent, of course. Alright, so let's get back to business. Now, in the beginning, I just said that this is not a fitness episode, and it's not. But it is an exercise, a mental one. And it is a workout, a physical one. Not the type of physical workout that y'all thinking about, but a workout that involves actions and discipline. See, this episode entails everything that I discussed in episodes 1-3 and turning that into actions. Core values are the guiding principles that shape our actions, our behaviors, and our decision making. They essentially would define us as individuals. It represents our fundamental beliefs and our ethics. By identifying and embracing your core values, you create a solid foundation that reflects your vision, that reflects who you are. Sound familiar? It better sound familiar to y'all. Determining your core values not only benefits you as an individual, but it also benefits others around you as well. It gives them an understanding of what your purpose is, what you stand for. It sets expectations not only for yourself, but for those around you as well. So now, how do we identify our core values? Well, first, we got to reflect on our past. We got to find out what motivates us. We got to think deeply and challenge ourselves. And once we have a list of values that represent who we are, then it's time to commit and put them into action. Reflection, reflection, reflection. Y'all have literally heard me use that word ad nauseum on my podcast. But now it's time to use it for real. And it's time to put it to work. So now when it comes to identifying your core values, you want to reflect on your past. Just like I talked about on episode 1, on episode 2, on episode 3, you're going to do the same thing now. But rely on your resources. Not only look within yourself and think about What were the things that were fulfilling to you when you were younger, things that made you happy, things that gave you distress, right? Now also rely on your family, your parents, your siblings, your cousins, your grandmother, your grandfather, your aunts, your uncles. Rely on all of them. Rely on your friends, people who know you personally. Have a sit down with them. Talk to them. Ask them about how things were when you were younger. So let's use an example of loyalty and trust as our core values. So you have a sit down with your family and they tell you, you know, you've always been big on loyalty and trust. Since you were little, that's always been important to you. It's always been important to our family as well. And we saw the effect that it had on you when you used to interact with your friends and they didn't reciprocate the same type of loyalty to you and you couldn't trust them. I remember you literally coming home, going into your room and just being sad because you just couldn't understand why your friends would do that to you because you stood for that. Those were your standards and your morals, but they didn't share that and it used to bother you. So you hear all of that and you start to think in your mind and you say, dang, yo, that's true. Like, I do remember that. And it's not that I didn't understand that loyalty and trust was important to me because I know that. But I never really thought about and I never reflected on the fact that I've been like this since I was younger and the impact that it had on me and how it made me feel down when I wasn't around people who were like that. Because now that I look at my life, the same exact thing happens to me today. And now I gotta understand that I need to do a better job with aligning myself with people who are loyal and people that I can trust. And see, that's an example of what I'm talking about when I say that your family could be a piece that can help you to understand you on a deeper level, help you to understand what your core values are. Because sometimes you can understand what's important to you, but going back to the past has its benefits. You know what I'm saying? When you reflect on that, it has its benefits. Now let's use family and quality time as our core values for the next example. So now you're having a conversation with one of your friends and they tell you, man, I remember your family used to do everything together. Y'all were all about quality time. You know, we used to have like the dinners and they would let your friends come by. Like I remember coming by to your house with all the different events that they would have and we used to have so much fun. It felt like a community though. You know what I'm saying? And they made us all feel like family. You know, and that quality time was so imperative. And when you hear that, you say to your friend, yo, man, that's crazy. And you're right. My family did stand for that. And that is how I grew up. And you were around. And now that I'm thinking about it like that, it's like, yo, it's crazy because when I look at my life now, I'm not even indulging in the same family activities that I was doing back then. Quality time is not the same. So it's not even close to being the same thing as what it was when I was younger at all. And not so much because it's not important to me, but because, you know, I got a job working in corporate America and I'm working a ton of hours. I'm working like 60 plus hours a week and I'm making good money. But like, I don't even get to spend the time that I want with my family that I was used to having when I was younger. And I think that a lot of times I'm just going through the motions and I'm not really thinking about it like that. But I know that emptiness is there and there's unhappiness there, but I'm not really delving into that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really reflecting on, like you just said, the past. Now let's pause for a second. The core values that I just identified are all examples of how our family and our friends can be used as great resources with another pair of eyes, a pair of ears that just aren't yours. And now we get into the action plan of our reflection. This is an exercise. So if you have a notepad, write everything down that you're learning from your family and your friends. Even the things that you're learning from yourself inwardly, write that down. Write it down so you can always look at that. You can always go back to that. You can see it. It's visually there. Or if you're not a person that likes to write things down all the time, that's fine too because I'm that type of person. I write important information down at times and other times I don't. I could be more of a person that keeps everything in his head. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to keep those things in your mind and you have really great retention skills, then you can do that too. But it is always great to have something visually there for you to see and keep you organized. So if you want to break everything down into separate columns, then create a column for a time in your life when you felt really upset, when something really bothered you. situations that cause you distress. Do a breakdown of scenarios that affect you negatively. Then do a breakdown of scenarios that affect you positively. Think about when you felt truly happy in your life. What were the circumstances? Think about a time when you were fulfilled. What was going on? Think back to a moment where you felt very proud of yourself. And again, this is going to be a combination of your thoughts, your family's thoughts, your friend's thoughts. But with all that being said, you got to see where all those thoughts apply to you today. Because it is great to know about what worked for you in the past that may not work for you today. It may work for you today. You got to decipher that. But this is about putting that into action right now. So next on the list, we have motivation. Understanding your motivations can give you a glimpse of what truly matters to you. If you're somebody that's trying to make a real difference in the world, you want to use your voice. It's funny. To give to others, there's so many reasons for why we get out of bed every day. And we need to understand why we do that. We need to understand what moves us. We need to understand what fuels us, what keeps us going every day. Now, obviously, there isn't just one answer to the question of what motivates us. It's going to depend on the scenario and what we're talking about. And I'll actually give y'all two examples when it comes to myself. So one of the things that motivate me is competition. I've played basketball since I was young, and I've always been competitive. I am uber competitive in basketball. And to be honest with you, I'm an uber competitive person in general. I don't like losing. I despise losing with a passion. And I'm going to continue and talk about basketball. But when I was younger, I used to play Monopoly with my boys. We play at like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And we would play until 4 o'clock in the morning, yo. Seriously. 4 o'clock in the morning. And I just refuse to stop playing. So some of my friends would say, yo, I'm out. I'm going home. It's too late, man. I quit. So they put their money and their property back. And a few of them would stay. So it would be a few of us still standing. But it just turned into a game of attrition. Because for me, oh, I was never doing that. I'm never saying I'm going home. Nah, it's serious for me. I hate losing. It's horrific to me, yo. And if I do lose, please believe that I'm ready to go again. On the spot, right there. No wasted time. I'm ready. You could just tell the way that I'm talking right now that it rubs me the wrong way. Oh my gosh, man, I'm a little off. I know that. It's all good, though. But back to basketball. While I do care about the camaraderie and I do care about the community and being around my boys and my friends and we come together and it's dope. But when I play basketball, like I'm in a different zone mentally. Competition is something that motivates me when I'm on that court. It's important to me. It's what keeps me going. Even like my self-improvement when it comes to getting better at playing basketball. I mean, I'm 35 years old, turning 36 in March. But I still work on my game. I still practice when nobody's there. That's my motivation. It's internal within me. So competition and striving for greatness is me on the court and off the court. Anything that has my name on it, I want that to be great. You know, when I'm competing, I'm not really competing against my peers like that when it's off the court. I'm really competing with myself. I hold myself to a high standard and I'm very critical of myself. But I want to be great in everything that I do. And I put forth the effort that is required for me to be great. Now, on the flip side, I have another example for y'all. There's this young boy that plays ball with us every week, and he's from my neighborhood where I grew up, and he's 18 years old. So I met him last year. So he, you know, he grew a liking to me, and he never really played basketball like that. So I was just teaching him the fundamentals. So we would have conversations from time to time, and he was always receptive to the things that I had to say to him. He was like a sponge just soaking up game. And he wasn't a knucklehead. He wasn't out there getting into trouble. And the more time that we spent with each other, his game continued to improve. I started to realize that he was an intelligent young man. Young and lacking wisdom, but intelligent nonetheless. And I gained a great deal of respect for him. And during this whole time, I also was starting to realize that he was starting to view me as a mentor, as family. And it was just humbling to see that. And I was showing tough love on the court, off the court. And just seeing him be receptive to that style, I realized like, all right, yeah, little man, pardon me, not little man, young man is tough. Because he playing basketball with us, you know what I'm saying? We the older heads and we're rough and we're physical, you know what I'm saying? And he plays with us and it's not a problem. We talk to him a certain way, it's not a problem. Case in point, I remember one day we were playing and he was shooting around and he was like sliding all over the floor. Like his sneakers, the bottom of his sneakers looked crazy. So me and my boys, we all roast each other. That's how we grew up. That's how we talk. So we start clowning him and we telling him, yo, you can't be out here with these sneakers, man. You sliding all over the floor. You look crazy. You need to get some new sneakers, man. So then he says to me, nah, Unc. So he calls me Unc, which is short for uncle. You know what I'm saying? And you know that you getting old when they call you Unc. I can't even call myself young anymore because I got this 18-year-old boy calling me Unc. But I respect it, though. And I take that title proudly. So he says, Unc, I do need some new basketball sneakers, but I can't afford that right now. So I said, all right, cool. I took a mental note of that. So the next time that we played that next week, I bought him some sneakers. So when he came inside, I said, yo, I got a surprise for you. So he looks at me and he says, what are you talking about? I said, look. So he sees the box and he says, oh, nah, Unc. Yo, this is too much. What are you doing, man? So I said, yo, open it. So he opens the box. Fresh pair of sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Fresh pair of sneakers. And I added a pair of socks to match too. So I had my boy looking right out there. So he looks at me and he gives me that. And he says, yo, man, you didn't have to do that for me. And I said, you're right. I didn't have to do that for you. I said, but I wanted to. You deserve that. All that hard work that you've been putting in on the court, that you've been putting in off the court, all the conversations that we had, you telling me about your mom and how hard she works, how you want to be there to support her and help her out financially, you got a good head on your shoulders. And please believe I'm going to look out for you, your family. So to conclude the story, he says to me, yo, Unc, how can I pay you back? And I said, pay me back? I said, you don't have to pay me back, man. I did this out of the goodness of my heart. Just keep doing what you're doing, and that's it. That young man is going to remember that for the rest of his life. And I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life. But my motivation to do those things that I did for him is my selflessness. It's the connection, the bond that you develop with people when you give back to them, when you can have a conversation with them, when you can learn about their past, when you can learn about who they are, learn why they do the things that they do. I like to understand people and I like to help people, those who are in need and even those who may not even know that they need it. That connection that I established with that 18-year-old boy, that really opened something within my heart. It really opened my eyes to the next place that I wanted to pivot in my life. I want to volunteer more. I want to give back more. Doing this podcast is an example of me giving back, being a mentor, being a life coach. Me interacting with him took me to a higher place. And this is what I was talking about before when I said that it's not just about thinking about it, but it's about putting it into action. So when you figure out what motivates you, then write that down. And not only write it down, but look at it every day. It's about the repetition. You got to make this an active part of your life. It's an exercise, remember? Keep mental notes. And before you know it, it becomes BAU, business as usual, because you'll be doing it on a regular. So now we're about to get to the difficult part, the heavy lifting. I'm about to challenge y'all. I want y'all to take a moment to reflect on everything that I just said and ask yourself a few questions. What do I stand for? What do I believe in? What am I not willing to compromise about myself? What legacy, what mark do I want to leave on this earth before I die? I want y'all to really answer those questions honestly. Put a lot of thought into it. And when you do that, then now you're going to start to develop a list of your core values. Now, if it makes it easier for you and you like a certain number, then do a top 5 list. Do a top 10 list. It's not an exact science. You don't have to do it that way. You could have 15 core values. You could have 20, 30. It doesn't really matter. But if it makes it easier for you, start off with a top 5 list. Then maybe move it up to a top 10 list because we're about to get to the heavy lifting part. Yeah, it's a lot of work. So what's this hard work that I'm talking about? What's the word that personifies the work that y'all about to put in? The word that I used earlier in this episode, commitment. That's a very strong word that holds a lot of power, but that's what's required in order for y'all to make real changes in your life. You got to make sure that your values are visible everywhere that you go. You got to make more and more and more decisions every day that align with your core values. You got to make yourself feel uncomfortable. You got to challenge yourself. You got to start putting yourself in situations where you're testing yourself. For an example, if you haven't already, start to seek out people who are like-minded, people who communicate the same way that you do, people who have similar core values. And I'm not saying that every person in your life has to believe in what you believe in or has to have the core values that align with you. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, I don't know if we really understand the power of being around like-minded people. Being around like-minded individuals, it keeps you inspired. It keeps you motivated. When you surround yourself with people who are doing the opposite of what you're doing, that can have a negative effect on you. And we don't really realize that. So you got to align yourself with the right people. And that might make you feel uncomfortable because you may have a friend in your life that you knew since childhood, but y'all don't have the same core values and it conflicts with who you are. If that's the case, that doesn't mean that you still can't be that person's friend, but it just means that you have to keep your distance. And you can still love them, absolutely. But you need to be around people who are striving for the same things that you're striving for. People who will build you up. People who want to build with you. That's what y'all got to start doing. You shouldn't just be saying, all right, I know my core values now, but I'm just going to continue to just go through my life and not test myself or not align those values with my everyday life. Because if you do that, then it's just pointless. This whole exercise is a waste of time if that's all that you want to do. But we got to challenge ourselves. Keep track of any progress that you have. And I mean, even the slightest, smallest progress, reflect on that. Keep track of that. Write it down. Because when you see that, when you have a visual of your progress on an everyday basis, that's motivation. That makes you feel good. You're starting to reach that path of fulfillment. And if you need to make some adjustments, you need to reevaluate, then do that too. Because maybe you have made changes in your life. Maybe your core values have changed. That's dope. There's nothing wrong with that. And remember, it's not just about the short-term gains. The short-term gains, those are attractive. They're like low-hanging fruit because it doesn't take much effort to attain it, but it's short-lived. It's about long-term fulfillment. So I want to conclude by saying that episodes 1-4 are the holy grail of life. They're the fundamentals of life. Remember in episode 1 when I said that, oh, I know that y'all probably looking for me to give my opinion on certain subject matter, various topics, giving y'all quick solutions to problems. And I said, I'm not doing that. We're not skipping steps. Because I said, you got to start with the foundation. It's paramount. I don't want you to lose focus of the importance of what I said in that episode. Because once you have a strong foundation, once you figure out who you are, once you figure out what category you fall into, conditional, unconditional, and when you figure out what your core values are, I'm telling you right now that that is going to lead to a life that has so much fulfillment and happiness. That doesn't mean that you will never be sad. It doesn't mean that unfortunate situations won't happen to you. It doesn't mean that. But I'm telling you that it leads to happiness. And this is coming from somebody like me who has gone through so much trauma. I've had so much loss in my life. I could easily be a person that says, well, I don't care about my life. And as a matter of fact, I was that person at a certain point in my life. I was. But I healed and I continued on. But even with all of that, I could still be miserable. I could still say, you know, bad things happen to me all the time. I just want to be negative. It's not fair. I'm sad. I'm down. I have nothing to live for. What's going to happen to me next? I could easily have that mentality. I could easily bring other people down with me. I could have bad energy, all of that. It's easy to do that. But everything that I talked about in episodes 1-4, I've applied that to my life. And I want all of y'all to do the same thing because it leads to real results. I'm the walking embodiment of that. There are so many other people who walk this earth that are walking embodiments of that. And that's the truth. And I want my listeners to be walking embodiments of that. Do you know how happy that would make me? And scratch that, because it don't even matter how happy it makes me. Do you know how happy that would make you? You know what I'm saying? You know how happy that would make you? That's what's most important. But in order to get there, y'all have to be brutally honest with yourselves. There's no more excuses. I've given y'all the blueprint. I've given y'all the guide. I've given y'all the map to happiness. I've given y'all the map to fulfillment. I'm giving y'all all of that. There's no excuses anymore. There's no excuse for you not being in the process of building a strong foundation. There's no excuse for you not being in the process of figuring out who you are. There's no excuse for you not being in the process of figuring out if you're a conditional or an unconditional person. There's no excuse for you not being in the process of figuring out what your core values are. Throw all them excuses out the window. We're not doing that anymore. Hold yourself accountable. Your eyes are open now. You know better, so do better. Apply yourself. Now I have one last exercise for y'all. Yeah, y'all ain't off the hook yet.
Mm-mm.
Nah, not yet. Not yet. We're not done. When y'all make that list of your core values, I want you all to think about how all of those core values align with your life. Do they match up with your personal life, your professional life? Do they match up with your short-term goals? Do they match up with your long-term goals? Do you need to reevaluate them like we talked about earlier? And I don't just want you to just think about that once. I want y'all to think about this every day. And if that's a little bit too aggressive for y'all, then that's cool. That's all right. But I need y'all to make a schedule a few times a week. Think about this. This is an exercise. It's a mental exercise. Call it your mental workout. You know what I'm saying? This is what I ask of y'all. But the more that you do this, it becomes a part of your everyday life. So now it starts to feel like it's involuntary, as if you don't even have a choice in the matter. You actually do. But the repetition and the discipline makes it appear that it's involuntary. And that's what we're looking for. So that's the last exercise that I have for y'all. So figuring out what is core to you and what you deem to be most valuable. Well, there's only one thing left to say. And y'all already know where I'm going with this. Y'all know what I'm about to say. Wait for it. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is another pathway to an entrance of a life that's worth living. I'm your host, Jay Smooth, and you just listen to The Life Unexamined is Not Worth Living. And I'm out of here. Peace.